And now the game where we like to have people with very interesting and difficult jobs to come on and answer questions about something else entirely. So, little Pam Melroy wanted to be an astronaut. Well, sorry, they said, astronauts start out as Air Force pilots, and not only are you a woman, you're too short. So she hung herself from bars to stretch herself, and once she proved she could reach the pedals, ended up flying 200 combat hours in the first Gulf War before becoming a test pilot, and now she is a space shuttle commander. There's nothing we like to do more, yes? So there's nothing we like to do more than ask someone with the right stuff about the wrong topics. So it's a pleasure to welcome Colonel Pam Melroy to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Pam, nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So did I get that story right? They told you you weren't tall enough, so you did something about it?
That's pretty much right. It actually turns out if you're interested in trying to get taller, the best time to get measured is first thing in the morning because your spine stretches while you're laying horizontal in bed.
Really?
Just like in space, actually, because we don't have gravity pressing us down. So we actually grow about an inch in space.
So if you were going to have one of those pictures, those full-length pictures taken to yourself for like a dating website, the best place to do it would be in orbit.
That's correct.
That's good to know.
The lack of gravity does other wonderful things to your shape, too.
Oh, I bet.
Ooh. This is an important tip.
Now, as you say, you are and have been a test pilot. We've all seen the right stuff. We know what the culture of test pilots is like. It seems kind of macho.
Well, that's the great thing about being a woman pilot. I don't have to be macho except when I feel like it. So I really enjoy that part of it.
Really? So, I mean, you can decide to fly some incredibly dangerous experimental jet and show your feminine side that day?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Talk about shopping the whole time.
Wow, this emergency chute matches my nails, you say. Let's talk about space a little. You are commanding a shuttle mission next year, I know, but you have already been up in orbit in the space shuttle twice as a pilot, right?
That's right.
So what's it like up there? We've heard it smells like cookies. Seriously, we had a news report. A space tourist went up. She said, you know, space smells like cookies. Who knew?
Actually, each spacecraft vehicle smells a little different. The space station, actually even different modules, smell a little bit different. And the shuttle is kind of fun because the first time I docked to the space station and I floated into the station and I went back to the shuttle, I suddenly realized that the shuttle smelled a little bit like an older car that you've been driving for a while. A lot of people, you know, there's, you know, French fries ground into the back seat, you know, that kind of stuff.
And that pine-scented thing dangling from the rear view mirror.
It doesn't even make
it. It's so hard to get them to dangle in orbit. Yeah. You know, yeah. They
don't look right.
Oh, that's true. What does Mir smell like?
Well, I didn't visit Mir. Mir deorbited before I got a chance to visit.
Is that what they call it, deorbiting?
Yes.
As opposed to plummeting to the Earth like a meteor?
Oh, it was much more graceful than that,
I think.
But the space station has different elements, and the living element where they live actually does smell like food. It's got sort of this, it was built by the Russians, and it's got sort of this fuzzy 1970s avocado green carpeting on the wall.
That's hilarious.
Oh. It is. It really is.
Yeah, you don't make this sound at all attractive.
Why did we let the Russians decorate?
We're not good at that.
It's an international space station. We could have asked the French to do it.
Get the Italians up there for a while.
For their furniture. That's right.
So you're going up in space. You're going to command the Atlantis. Next October is your launch date. Is that it?
Actually, we're shooting for September.
Okay.
We'll see.
But when you go up there, what's the thing you're looking forward to most about being back in orbit?
Oh, no question. Floating around in zero gravity, it's just absolutely amazing. There's no feelings to describe it because we just don't have the vocabulary. We haven't developed a vocabulary for being in microgravity yet. So the sensation of floating, especially when you completely relax and your body goes into this sort of neutral position, and it just, you close your eyes and it is like total sensory deprivation. It's just extraordinary. And you can do amazing things in microgravity. You can lift huge things. You can do multiple somersaults. You become the world's greatest athlete. It's like turning into Harry Potter.
That's great. Okay, now you're rubbing it in.
Okay, just a little bit.
Can I ask a question about your height? I would not, I mean, to Not with all due respect. When you go to, like, Six Flags or any amusement park and they say you are not tall enough for this ride, do you explain, wait a minute, I'm an astronaut. I can handle Space Mountain.
Well, I'm fortunate not to have had that problem yet.
Well, how tall are you?
I'm right at 5'4".
That's not even short.
Well, for pilots it is. Oh. We have to be able to reach the brake pedal.
That's hilarious.
They don't let you strap little wooden blocks to the brake pedal on F-14?
Have they not heard of a phone book in that?
Don't laugh.
Well, astronaut Pam Melroy, we are delighted to have you with. Is that the appropriate address? Are you Colonel Melroy? Are you Astronaut Melroy? Are you Space Ranger Melroy? What is? I don't know. I want to get it right.
Actually, I usually go by Colonel Melroy. I'm very proud of my Air Force career.
As well you should be.
But okay. You're my friend now after I've told you all this personal stuff, so you can just call me Pam.
All right. Well, Pam, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
We sincerely, deeply, profoundly regret the error. Boy, do we.
So there's this great website called regrettheerror.com. It tracks errors and mistakes in the media, and they have now issued their annual Crunk Awards, given to the most interesting, egregious, and embarrassing media errors and corrections of the year. We're going to ask you three questions about these journalistic faux pas. You get two right, you will win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Colonel Pam Melroy playing for?
Peter, she is playing for Veronica Savage of Manchester, New Hampshire.
All right. Here is your first question. Among the corrections of the year was one issued by our hometown paper, the Chicago Tribune. It explained that it wronged a politician named Florida Cresswell. How did it do that? A, it printed his name as, quote, Florida, that can't be his real name. Could someone check that, please, Cresswell? B, it referred to him as, quote, a hopeless candidate for state senate rather than hopeful. Or C, it reported that he had been convicted of battery and stealing Tupperware rather than the truth, which is that he was convicted of stealing Tupperware and a battery.
Okay, it's got to be the battery.
It's got to be?
Got to be the battery.
It is. You're right. Very well done. And Mr. Cresswell apparently stole the battery and Tupperware from a van. All right, that was very good. That was. I'm beginning to see how you impress those other pilots with that straightforward approach to this. But all right, here's your next question. The apology of the year came from the British tabloid The Sun for something they had implied about pro soccer player Ashley Cole. They apologized for ever leaving their readers with the impression that Mr. Cole had what? A, that he had a, quote, gay sex romp with a prominent music producer involving the creative use of a cell phone. B, that he'd begun estrogen injections in preparation for a sex change operation. Or C, that he had, in fact, died from an accident involving autoerotic asphyxiation.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I really think it has to be the gay sex romp.
You really think it has to be?
It has to be, yeah. It's got to be.
And it is. All right, again. Here's the apology from The Sun, quote, we are happy to make clear that Mr. Cole was not involved in any such activities. We apologize to him for any distress caused, and we are paying him a sum by way of damages. The Sun wishes Ashley all the best for next Saturday's World Cup quarterfinal. All right. Let's see if you can be perfect in this as you are in your career. Finally, the award for best error among student journalists this year. The winner was the Purdue University student newspaper, which had this to say about then-Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. A, quote, a family man, he is known for his devotion to small boys. B, quote, Alito is just like Clarence Thomas, but paler. Or C, quote, his motive for shooting John Paul in the abdomen on May 13th, 1981 remains unclear.
Boy, the motive unclear just really talks to me, but the likeliest one is the devotion to small boys, I think. I'm going to have to go with small boys.
So your choice is A. I'm afraid it was C. It was the motive for shooting John Paul. Apparently, a bit of copy from another story slipped in.
Because Samuel Alito sounds so much like Mehmet Aliashka.
Exactly. Carl, how did Colonel Melroy do?
Peter, our new friend Pam had two correct answers, so she wins our prize for Veronica Savage. Congratulations, Pam.
Congratulations. That was great, Colonel Melroy. We hope your performance here inspires even more young women to follow your path. Colonel Pam Melroy of the United States Air Force has piloted two space shuttle missions and will command the space shuttle Atlantis on next October's mission to the International Space Station. Colonel Melroy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.